Wednesday night, live on KDWA Radio, the Hastings Raiders football team will host Creighton-Durham Hall in the 2021 regular season finale from McNamara Stadium at Todd Field. We'll have your pregame show on KDWA at 6:15 and join us for the broadcast at 7 p.m. plus video alongside HCTV. Before we get to the showdown with Creighton-Durham Hall on Wednesday night, head coach Dana Strain was very pleased the way his team performed after that first drive of the game where it was slow and go both defensively and offensively, scoring 38 unanswered points at Bloomington Jefferson in their 38-7 win.
It was a lot of fun. Our kids played extremely well, and you're right at the start there. You know, sometimes you got to find your footing, and so we didn't have quite the start that we wanted, and credit to Bloomington for how they did start and challenged us. But a credit to our kids, and that was the thing that stands out the most to me, is the way they kind of steadied the ship and responded with that offensive drive to make it 7-7, I think was huge, really. You look back on the game, and it kind of got away at the end there where we ran away with it. But I think it can't be, you know, overstated where it was 7-0 and we were reeling a little bit and our offense goes down and responds and it kind of settled everything in there. And then from there, you're right, we played as well after that in all three phases combined collectively as we have all year.
The one thing that the Raiders have to take into Wednesday's game against Creighton-Durham Hall that showed up last Thursday against Bloomington Jefferson is the fact that little plays can go a long ways in getting a victory. Those plays showed up all over the field in the Raiders' Week 7 victory.
There were, and that's what's so fun when you go back and you take a look at the film itself, and once the game is done, you remember some of the high points and some of the key big plays, but you forget some of the little things along the way that made a difference. And you know, the throw from Axel to Rico on that first catch was a top-notch throw, a high-level throw. And Rico makes it and gets physically tackled on the sideline, hangs onto it. Rico had a very big game for us. But it's little plays like that that you can lose sight of when you look back on it. And until you get back in and watch the film, you remember all of those plays that just stack one after another, and that's what gets the job done. But each one of those is important. You know, we talk about that as a team, that you never know what play is going to make the difference. And it's going to be all those small plays that get you to the point where you can make those big plays that matter. And our kids just made a ton of them. Those little plays that seem innocuous at the time, maybe it's converting a first down, maybe it's making it a more manageable third down play, whatever the case may be. So many different ways the kids made plays outside of just the big ones. So that's a great point on your part, and that was what was so fun to watch when I watched it through, the second time.
The Raiders know that if they want to be successful offensively against Creighton-Durham Hall at home on Wednesday night, they have to run the football effectively. And the Raiders have done that extremely well behind senior running back Brendan Freiermuth the last couple of weeks. Freiermuth ran for another 160 yards and two touchdowns against Bloomington Jefferson, including a 67-yard touchdown run, one of the Raiders' biggest plays from scrimmage this year. There's no doubt the Raiders would love to hit some home runs on Wednesday night.
We've been waiting to kind of hit a home run in the run game a little bit. And we've gotten a few that have been close, and now to get that one to hit from about 70 yards out is big, and we're going to need to hit a few of those. That's really the key to offensive football in terms of putting up points, is you got to hit some home runs, and we've got the ability to do that with our kids in all of the different areas of our offense. And we've certainly had big runs, but it was so cool to see him just get out into space. And you're right, once he got into any amount of clearing, you knew it was over. And when you watch it on video, it's even more impressive. I mean, he creates separation in a hurry when he's running to the end zone and he's being chased, and it wasn't close. So and what started out as a couple of guys chasing him ended up being a not a very close race and a big play for us. And Fries was outstanding. What a productive night for him. And you're right, to have two guys offensively in Bez and Fries that put up those types of numbers, that's why we had that many points on the board. Those two guys alone really had a big, big night.
Now on to Wednesday night, where the Raiders have one win over the past 20 years against Creighton-Durham Hall. But it was a big one back in 2012. Now this might not be the Joe Mauer-led Creighton-Durham Hall teams, but it's a squad that the Raiders have to have their best on Wednesday night. Coach Strain on the tradition between the two Raider teams.
It's been a while since we played them, but we do have a little history with them, and it's fun to get back at it, and we're just excited to go here. We know it's going to be a good test for us heading into the playoffs, and just a chance for us to play well and continue to grow as a team. And they'll challenge us. It's going to be a good football game. They've had a tough schedule, and so their record is not indicative of the caliber of football team that they are. And so we're excited to get back at it. We're excited to play a good football team that will test us going into the playoffs. And The good news is, though, schematically, they're not overly complex, just like we're not. So at least we're not getting into an option team or something like that as we head into a short week here, because we've only got a couple of days to prepare. Both Creighton and us played on Thursday night, so it at least gives us one extra day to rest. But it's not going to be a lot of work time to get prepared. So at least schematically, they're going to look a lot like we do, and they're going to look a lot like some other teams that we've played. It's just going to be a matter of getting our guys cranked back up again, and we'll be excited and ready to go.
Game time, 7 p.m.